Hey, everybody, this is Brad Williams, and I am the pastor of B4 Church. Welcome to our podcast. My prayer is that this would help you behold God, that you would see Him for who He is, that you would belong to community, that you would be everything that you were created to be, and that you would be able to dream beyond the limitations in your life. So I hope you enjoy this teaching, and we look forward to seeing you in person soon.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the B4 podcast. My name is Alex.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are the hosts for this conversation today.
We have been for the last year or so.
Probably longer. I don't know.
The podcast has existed for about 18 months.
Yeah, so longer than a year.
Yes.
I was right.
Yeah. Yes. The two of us together, though, have only been doing it for since the beginning of 2021.
We started it very differently.
Yes.
Than where we are today.
We did. In a very different time.
Yeah, very different.
When we started, no one was allowed to be in this building.
That's right.
Besides staff.
And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today.
Yes.
We're going to talk about where we've been and where we're going.
Yes. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah. We're not bringing you the here's how you set your goals for 2022.
No, I have no goals for 2022 besides birth a child and not die.
Yes. That is in and of itself, that's a goal.
Yes.
And quite the accomplishment. Excited for you, by the way. That's such good news.
Yes, we're down to a month and counting.
That's so crazy. It feels, so crazy. Wow.
Gone by quickly.
Yeah. Well, we started this podcast, like you said, during COVID times.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still in COVID times. But there was a level of intensity of COVID times in 2020 that is different than today.
Very much so. Because at the time, we didn't have any groups that were meeting on campus. We couldn't. It was hard for us even to get people to agree to meet in homes. Nobody knew it was going to happen. Yeah. We still don't have a vaccine. There were still a lot of things that we didn't know. And I feel like there's still a lot of things that we don't know about COVID. But for some reason, it feels very hopeful at this point that even though cases are on the rise, that we are kind of slowly, hopefully in 2022, going to gradually transition back to normal.
Yeah, I think one of the things I remember most about those early days was it was something that nobody really knew what to do with.
No.
We were so caught off guard. What is this thing called the global pandemic and stay at home orders? It was
what is that?
I know it feels like it was so long ago. And yet at the same time, I still remember it so vividly. Right. But one of the big questions was how do we try to keep, our church connected?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we follow Jesus through weird times? And so we started, the other thing.
We experimented a lot.
Yeah, the thing is that most of us didn't really use the technology that we are almost all adept at today.
Yes. I think I had used Zoom once.
Right.
I had actually used Google Hangouts previously because when my husband and I were long distance before we were married, we used it for that. That's the only person I ever talked to on a video chat, I think, before.
Yeah.
With maybe one weird hey, we're having this conference or something and you can Zoom in before 2020. Yeah.
And this was what became life. It was Zoom. Then we had this thing at the church called Ring Central, which was powered by Zoom. It was the same thing. I don't know why they were different. So funny. And then we had Google Hangouts and FaceTime. And just yesterday, I was, for other reasons, I was in a series of meetings. And it was one was a FaceTime call. The next, I got off that and signed on to Zoom. And the very next one, was a Google Hangout. It was PTSD. It was going back in time.
Can we not do this again?
Can we not do this again? But those things have become more normal for us.
Yes.
But early on in the pandemic, we were asking questions what are the tools out there and how do we use them? And the podcast was one of them.
Yeah. I think I remember an early meeting that we had at the church, and it was before, I think it was when we first heard that schools were probably going to close.
Yeah.
In March. And we just had this big brainstorming meeting with everybody who happened to be on campus that day. And it was literally okay, let's throw a bunch of pasta on the wall and see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of those things ended up not happening because I don't think we even at that time realized what the level of shutdown was going
to
look like.
Well, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. We thought it was going to be a 2 week thing or maybe a month or whatever. We were still hopeful Easter services are going to happen at that point in time. And I think that that meeting kind of set the stage for what our entire summer looked like. And that was, the podcast came out of that.
Yeah, it did.
Like, what if we tried doing this as a way to continue to engage people, even though we can't invite them into the building and they can't be here on a Sunday and maybe we can't host groups or courses or events or other things we want to do.
Yeah, I mean, in every business, every organization in the world talked about it in this way. They used this word called pivot.
Yes.
And I think that everybody has done so much pivoting. We're now running around in circles. That's kind of how it feels. But that was what we were doing. We were trying to pivot from, you know, being predominantly in person, and everything we did, small group related, was in homes or third spaces or meeting here at the church. And that all went away. And so, yeah, so the podcast was birthed out of that idea. Mm-hmm. And early on, you know, because this was new and people were trying to find ways to stay connected, we found that there was a high level of engagement with this podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'd get emails. Some of them were happy emails.
Some of them were not so happy
emails. Some of them were not so happy emails. But people were paying attention, which was interesting. Yeah. And we found that although this is a dialogue between you and me, it didn't feel like we were just, you know, throwing out content into the universe. It felt like we were talking to people kind of specifically.
Yeah. And I think we had hopes too early on that we could figure out some other ways to develop engagement around the podcast. Yeah. So we had talked a little bit about ways to maybe use social media or get people to email in and other things so that it wouldn't just be like another megaphone going out of content, but there would also be ways that people could respond back to us and make it a more engaging thing. Yeah. And that, I think, proved to be more difficult than we thought. And also, because we were in pasta throwing on the wall mode, I don't think that we had a very good strategy from that at the beginning.
I think
we didn't have one at all, actually.
I don't think most of the world has had a strategy through COVID in any sector. But I think one thing that happened in all of that was the end of 2020 when we shut down again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a seminal moment in this pandemic. I think a lot of people, their fatigue hit an all-time high in that moment. And it was depressing and discouraging. And instead of, like, early on the pandemic, I remember people were like, we're in this together. And they're jumping online. And, you know, I'm posting my pictures of church at home. It was like, people were like, I'm done. Yeah. I don't want to do this anymore.
I have Zoom fatigue. Yep. I have social media fatigue.
Yep.
I have screen fatigue.
Yep. And I am also afraid. I'm afraid to be in person. I don't, you know, and polarization skyrocketed, the other stuff that happened through, you know, the end of 2020 and into early 2021. You have the Capitol riots. You have all sorts of stuff going on that everything, you know, George Floyd, all the stuff just it got very inflammatory. And I think that people began to get, honestly, over it.
Yeah.
Over the engagement of stuff online. And a big lull happened. I mean, we experienced it. We were like, is anyone still there? Like, hello, you know? And that's something that we've lived with this podcast for a little bit. And I think it's come in waves. I think a little bit, you know, as things reopened. And remember once when we didn't have to wear masks?
That was like a month. Yeah, it was about a month.
Yeah, it was like a month. And then that's gone.
That was a dreamy time.
Yeah, that was good. And then now we don't have to wear masks outside.
Oh, is that gone now?
That's been gone for a while.
Oh, I didn't know. Good.
That's good. But maybe we should
wish they would have had that announcement before I went to the Timbers playoff game and wore one in the rain.
Well, that's different because you're in a crowd. See, but this is why I think people are fatigued. It's just like it's everybody's just trying to do their best and trying to figure out how to like navigate this. But I think it began all this content and information from so many different sources is coming at people. And I think one of the things we had to reassess was, are we one of those voices?
Are we just another yelling microphone in a crowd?
Yeah. And then they have these things called analytics.
Yes. We do have analytics.
We have analytics.
But we also had a very sad thing happen where we lost a bunch of our analytics.
We did.
So we don't even actually know what our numbers, like we couldn't even make comparisons between earlier in the year and last year because some burp happened somewhere. but looking at the analytics kind of made us think, we spend a lot of resources on this thing.
Yeah.
So a lot of my time has been spent on the podcast. We have someone on our production team that has spent a lot of time on the podcast. And then a decent amount of your time as well in prep and recording.
Yep.
And so looking at those numbers and saying, hey, okay, so we're not seeing numbers, and it's not all about numbers necessarily, but we're also not, minus the couple of people that I've randomly run into in the lobby on a Sunday that'll be like, oh, you're that Ashley on the podcast, which is always a weird experience for me. Yeah. We haven't heard a lot or seen a lot of engagement. And in addition to that, you and Brad and some other people on our staff are also doing something to try think more strategically about these
things.
In
light of everything we just said, you know, and realizing that times have begun to shift and the appetites are changing, you know, realizing that people are over inundated with content.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there was a time where content was king, but I think engagement is now king. I think that's the shift, is people want to be engaging around good content. They don't just want to consume good content.
Yeah.
And so we're taking all those things into account and asking big questions like, what are we doing? And is it working? And what can we do differently to create engagement? So right now, we have joined this thing called the Fidgetal.
Terrible name.
Fidgetal is a play on words. It's a combination of physical and digital. Fidgetal church planting cohort. And Brad, myself, and our communications director, Tiffany.
Who's been on the podcast before.
Yeah, who's been on the podcast before. We've joined it, and we are kind of asking big questions like, what do we want to do in this space, and where do we want it to go?
It's not just about the podcast either. We've also in the last year started hosting our live stream services online. There's been other things that we've been doing in the digital space, but everything has kind of been, we've been in the pasta against the wall mode, and now we have a lot of pasta on the wall.
Yep.
And I think trying to figure out what things need to stay on the wall and what things need to come down and how the noodles are connected would probably be helpful for us to know.
Yeah, it's like taking all the fragmented pieces and putting them together and saying, we want an actual cohesive strategy to make this thing work. Mm-hmm. So, so across the board, we're reassessing all the things that we do in a digital space, and with the primary goal of helping people engage and not just consume, and helping people be able to be involved and grow in their life in Jesus and build community. And so basically what that means is we're putting the pause button on a lot of different things that we have done digitally. I've used the term pause indefinitely, and this is not like a this is not like a passive aggressive term, but what it's trying to say is, I don't know what we need to do. We don't know. I mean, we've been reacting so long, like we finally get a chance to take a deep breath and get a little more proactive about where are we going. On any given Sunday, you know, or weekend here, we have upwards of 3,000 people engaging our service online or watching. I should say watching. We have an online audience with a little bit of chat, right?
Yes. We have a couple hundred, probably 200 or 300 people every weekend between Thursday and Sunday services that are actually watching live, and then an additional several thousand that watch it, the recording.
Well, and it's translated in 6 different languages, and it's all over the world. We had somebody email us just the other day from Spain, which wanting to know how they can serve. And we're like, does anybody have any ideas? Has anyone thrown pasta against the wall? And it's like, we need to take a moment and say, okay, we're not trying to create an online audience. We're pastoring a church.
Mm-hmm.
And so
physical church.
People, like real human beings, even if they're on the other line of a Ethernet cable or something, you know, like, or a Wi-Fi wave, if that's what they are. I don't know, but you know what I'm saying? We want to figure out how to better create that space of engagement. So all that to be said, this is the big announcement. We're pausing the podcast indefinitely with almost no intention to restart it. But that doesn't necessarily mean that we won't.
And I think the two of us have even said there are pieces, the two of us have learned a lot in the last year and a half of content creation and content calendars and interviews and how to do those well. And I think, especially the interview piece, I think some piece of that will come back in some way, and it might not be a podcast. It might just be something we're releasing elsewhere.
Yeah.
But there will definitely be pieces of what we've done that will probably reemerge in some way.
Yep.
But for right now, at least, and maybe the podcast will come back. Maybe we'll get 1,000 emails and people will be no, we love it. Listen, don't kill it.
If you're revolting at the thought of this,
let us know.
Please let us know. Again, that part of the reason why we're moving away from this for now is the lack of engagement.
Yes.
So yeah, if you didn't even make it this far in the episode, then you know what? That's my point. But we are, like you said, we're still finding ways to create content and engagement and discipleship in a technological world. It's just not going to be in this platform.
Yeah. And I think as I've, at least personally, what I've experienced and what I've seen a lot of other people do is that a lot of us are disengaging with some of the more technological aspects. So like, I mean, I haven't been on social media since I think about April or May of 2020, and I do not miss it. And I know a lot of other people in my sphere of influence who have kind of backed off from that as well, because there's been so much of that over the last 2 years that I think people are really hungry for person-to-person connection and that physical of like, I actually want to be able to look into your eyes and not type into a screen and for us to have an actual dialogue. And so for now, that's something that we want to focus on more, I think, generally as a church. And so, and that's also part of the reason for the pause. If we don't want to be adding to the noise, we want to encourage you to get out there and find real people to connect with that you can sit and you can connect with us, except me, I'll be on maternity leave. You can connect with Alex and sit knee to knee with him and look eye to eye and have those conversations. But that's what we're hoping to encourage people to do more.
And
at least for this season.
And I was telling you and Carol Ann, who's in the room too, who's been behind the scenes for the last forever and been amazing. Basically. Sometimes not behind the scenes and on the microphone, but I was telling you guys that I see a counselor, a therapist. I've never met him in person. I only have ever talked with him through a computer, but he's one of the most significant relationships in my life and has been super helpful over the last couple of years. And I would just say that I do think it's possible to sit and look at each other eye to eye through a Zoom screen or, you know, not physically need any, but you know what I mean. And so I'm not to say that that's not an option moving forward. We're just trying to figure out better ways to do that, right?
More personalized ways that are a little less mass produced.
So, So we have a word that we're using, and this podcast is going to be titled this as well, which is,
which might be confusing if you've looked at the title and been like, what are you talking about?
It's pancakes. It's pancakes. If you think about pancakes, I make pancakes for my kids every week, but very simple ingredients. Sometimes it's just add water and you got a pancake.
Thank you, Krusty's.
Sometimes you add an egg.
A little more advanced.
Sometimes.
Definitely add an egg if you're making it a waffle.
But the ingredients are very simple. But I don't know anybody who doesn't like pancakes. There's a lot of different
Unless
kinds.
Unless you're gluten-free and they make you ill.
But I make gluten-free pancakes at home and they're great. You know, there's a lot of different kinds, right?
Yes.
But pancakes are usually, the ingredients are usually super cheap. They're simple. They bring people together. It's something we can eat and enjoy. And again, it brings people together. So pancakes are a metaphor. What are the things we can do like pancakes that bring people together?
And they're also cheap and easy and all the things.
Well, they're accessible. That's it's not that we're trying to be cheap, although like stewarding resources is important. It's just that it's accessible and it's not overly complicated.
Yes.
You know, you don't need a super secret login to jump into the, you know what I
you
mean?
You don't need a 3-person team to make pancakes unless you're making like a very large amount of them.
Right. And that's part of the idea behind pancakes is like, it's simple. You know, and we have enough complexity in this world. We don't need more hoops to jump through to have meaningful conversations and relationship, you know. So that's part is what's going through our mind too in this process of looking at the phygital world, which is such a dumb name. But anyways,
it's
to look at it through the lens of pancakes and, you know, to keep it everything as simple, engaging, relational as possible. So you may hear that around
some
here.
Other places,
But pancakes is kind of our motto. And so as we're looking to the future, it's about pancakes.
Yeah. I think especially during this season too, in as we hopefully are kind of emerging from a pandemic-centered world and being able, like, things are going to, again, pivot. regardless of if the pandemic completely goes away or not, like we're at a point that has been going on for so long, like things have mm-hmm. to change. People are, yeah, it's yeah. just how life works. But looking at things and what does it look like in this season uh-huh. and how can we, the engagement piece is the most important.
Yep.
And so yep. that's what we're looking at are that's things it. Like easily accessible engagement for yep. everybody. So if the podcast does come back, we would have figured out some way
yes.
to figure out some engagement sauce. Piece of that too.
100%.
Because as much as Alex and I like hearing the sounds of our own voices, we'd like to hear the sound of your voices too.
Absolutely. So with that being said, farewell.
Auf Wiedersehen.
For now.
Goodbye.
We, yes. Right before we were singing all the like different.
Yeah. We had know, Bye 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 by NSYNC, American Pie.
Yes.
Any other songs that were hey, farewell. Hey, hey. Oh yes, that's a good one.
Goodbye. Yeah. So I don't get paid to sing. I that's definitely not my thing. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being along on this journey with Ashley and I.
Yes. Neither of us are going anywhere. So if you'd like to be our friends, you can still look us up. Again, I'll be on maternity leave, so you might not find me for a couple months. But when I come back.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. We're just going to take a break from this thing for now, and mm-hmm. we will see you all again. So we have done this a million times, it feels like, but it just feels fitting. When I welcome everyone to the B4 podcast, Ashley is always the one to say goodbye.
Which is odd because usually I have a spiel and I don't have a spiel anymore. You can, if you want to subscribe to this podcast, you can, but you won't see any more episodes. Well, you'll still live there.
You'll still see the weekend teachings.
Yes, you will still see the weekend teachings.
So that's
true.
Good.
So if you would still like some B4 podcast something in your life, feel free to continue to subscribe or to sign up on Spotify or iTunes because you will still get the weekly teachings on Monday. But we actually, and I guess this is worth saying too, we're also going to put a pause on the weekly liturgy podcast as mm-hmm. well. So Tuesdays and Thursdays, you'll no longer see episodes coming through. And you know, if you want to stay subscribed, maybe someday if we bring it back, you won't even have to look for an announcement. It'll just show up.
All right.
Yes, that would be fun. Maybe we'll play that song. I probably can't copyright.
Yeah.
But we thank you guys for listening. We've had a lot of fun doing this together. And for those of you that we have heard from or engaged with, we're very thankful for kind words that you've sent us, things that you've told us, mm-hmm. Conversations that we've gotten to have. And again, we hope that we get to have in-person conversations with you or at least emails as well, because we have appreciated those of you who've reached out to us.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening with us and we will see you around instead of next week.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
Bye.